The Kelly Show, every Monday, starting at 5 p.m. They need to feel worthy.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Attention all beauty queens. This is your boy, Mr. Keys. Now it's your time to get your shine. If you're looking for an interview, Don Ray Show and Crazy Baby TV is where you need to be. Let's go.
You'll see what I do.
And we are live. This is our Beauty Queen special Hollywood Connections. I have Beauty Queens all over the United States and the world. And Deidre, are you there? We have one of our Beauty Queen reporters from South Florida in Hollywood. And she is phenomenal. She's got a title. She's out doing things. And this is her special with Hollywood Connections. I'm so proud of her. And she also won a top award in reporting this year at the Hacking Hollywood with Dawn Rees. Are you there, Deidre?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. I'm great. And Dawn dishwashing liquid keeps it clean. All right, take it
That's
away.
Good.
Yes, take it away on what your show is about today with me.
Yeah, so today should be a very exciting and really awesome show. I interviewed Amy Barbera over a year ago. And is she on the line?
Is Amy there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you are live.
Yes.
106, 1 FM, The Heat.
I'm here.
Hi, Amy. Amy is a special woman. I'll tell you, she's got a couple of hats herself. And it's your show with me. Take it away, Deidre.
Yes, Amy, how are you doing? Thank you so much for being on the air with me.
Yeah, I love you guys. Love you, Dawn. Love you, Deidre. I love your mom, Wendy. So it's just a crazy time right now. Really crazy with the coronavirus, so we're kind of all in a state of, I feel like the world has stopped almost. Do you guys feel that way,
yeah.
Kind of?
I think God's cleaning house. He just wants to stay home and make everything clean and put your eyes on him, bottom line.
You know what it is? It's the truth. Like, it's the whole focus. Like, you like, things that really people focused on now is, like, totally different now. You know what I mean? So it's really just like you said.
So you have a song. Are we doing the song first, Deidre?
Before we get started, yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and play the song. Amy, if you'd like to introduce your song.
Are you playing Make Me a Butterfly?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is my song, Make Me a Butterfly. I actually wrote this song for anybody that's going through any kind of struggle, needs hope, transformation, anything really. It's the perfect song for what's going on right now in the world, and we can talk a little bit more about it because there's a lot of stuff that's happened with the song over the last year, but you go ahead and play it. It's a special song that Jesus gave me from my heart to all of you guys.
All right, stay tuned. 106.1 FM, The Heat, here, Clearwater, Tampa.
Make me a butterfly so I can dance.
And we're back. And Deidre, take it away.
Yeah, so that song is beautiful. And Amy, you said there's been a lot that's happened since you released this song. And I know I met you over a year ago, and our interview was great. And so tell everyone what you've been up to. And I know you started a YouTube channel with your mom, an awesome Bible
yeah.
story. I got to watch those
yeah,
videos.
Yeah, well, my mom, I used to work at a company called Famous Faces, but I left there last year in May because my mom is bedridden. She can't walk anymore, and it was just too much for my dad. So I've been taking care of my mom full-time through the week, Monday through Friday. And, you know, we do fun things. We do Bible studies, and we do breathing and meditation. We do a lot of arts and crafts. And then, you know, the Lord spoke to me to start a show called Inspirational Word and Fun with Cute Judy Lee, because my mom's adorable. And it's a Bible study show, and we kind of just go on, put the camera on, and we have two episodes so far that we filmed, and then, of course, we're thinking about filming the third one this week, you know, and talking, you know, encouraging everybody about the coronavirus and reading Psalm 91, but we try to make it fun. Like, we do the Bible study, and my mom is really what makes the show, because she's so funny. I don't know if you've seen her, Dawn, but she's a hoot. And so that's something. And it's like this opportunity because, you know, it's just so rewarding that I'm taking care of my mom. I mean, I have to do, like, I bathe her and I clean her and I have to, you know, help her into the bathroom. And so I do those things, even though I have no training in nursing or anything, I do those things. But at the same time, I get to do the fun things and we have quality time. So, and one of the things that I used to talk to God about is I never had time for things to be in the Bible. And now it's like I'm in the Bible every day. So It's just been.
I think that's like what we were talking about. The virus has had people to stop. Like, everyone's had to stop and stay home and kind of rearrange their life. And so, do you have any encouragement for somebody who, like, your situation, you're taking care of your mom, it's kind of rearranging your life and you're focusing on something else. But what's been the rewarding part of that? And how can you, like, encourage other people who are in this time? What's rewarding in this, you know, this time that we all have to kind of rearrange our lives?
Well, I used to pray. I'd be like, God, I need to have time. I used to pray for time and pray for the important things.
And it's, you know, at this time you can take the opportunity to just rest. If you're, you know, like I'm still working, I'm still taking care of my mom. Although last week, prior to the coronavirus, I wasn't feeling well. And the week before everything came out and President Trump came on and did the national state of emergency, I said, Mom, I don't feel good. So last week, my parents didn't want me to come for like a few days. So, but it's important, like, to take time and rest. You can spend time, if like you're a Christian, you can spend time in the Word of God. Or if you have like a talent, or you, you know, just like you like to read, or like in my case, I write songs, or, you know, just taking this opportunity to spend time with people, or just spend time doing things you love, rather than looking at it as a bad thing, you know. But the thing that God spoke to my heart is, like, you know, like even the celebrities, like, you know, we're such a celebrity, you know, social media driven society. Everybody's looking at social media and what's this celebrity doing, and they're all like in the same boat as us. We're all the same. Like, no more games, you know, no more basketball, no more football, no more concerts, you know, like everything has become like we're, God has put us all, and we're all having to be in, and we're all having to go through this same thing. So it just shows us like what's important. And of course, people with the toilet paper and the food, you know, you're realizing what's really important. So I've had a couple great things happen a week or two prior to coronavirus, and then I, you know, didn't make an announcement about. It has to do with the International Christian Film and Music Festival. And then I had something good with another festival happen. So I haven't made the announcement yet on social media, but so I'm kind of waiting till like after the everything, you know. I just feel like right now, like I just put a video up, you know, the Lord's been speaking to me, not only to put the videos of me and my mom, but of course the videos of me and my mom were prior to all the coronavirus. But I did a video the other day, you know, I sang Amazing Grace, and I was just encouraging people in the Lord. And then I did one with Psalms 91, where I just spoke Psalms 91. So that's kind of been my focus right now, more than anything else.
That's awesome. You know, I believe the Lord is doing something incredible in this season, even though, you know, it seems crazy. There's different situations for everyone. Some people have lost jobs. You know, the homeless are still out on the streets. They can't really quarantine themselves. Just so many different things. And I was looking over your music, and one of the songs I really like is Rest in the Lord.
Yes!
Yeah, so that definitely goes along with what you're saying, Psalm 91. So I definitely do want to go ahead and play a few minutes of that if we have that song.
Yes, do you want me to play it or you have it? Do you have it?
No, we do not. I have two of them that I received.
Oh my gosh. Let me see. Hold on.
I know, Jackie, if you're there, can you resend that? I can send that over to him real quick.
Yeah, I sent it to the messenger. It should be in messenger.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me just check on that. Because I know we had the interview. Is that the interview that we have?
No, it's the song.
Okay, and the song is Rest in the Lord?
Rest in the Lord, yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get that. So in the meantime, Deidre, I'm just going to send this over to Tommy right now. Tommy, can you text me a message through Facebook real quick? You have my Facebook? Okay. So in the meantime, Deidre, tell Amy, maybe she can talk about what it was like, you know, to maybe enter some events or something like that with her music.
Oh, yeah, with the Make Me... Well, I have to say, Deidre, you and your mom were the ones that really started the ball rolling. I interviewed with them last January, and they said, you need to submit your video to the Christian International Film and Music Festival, which I didn't even know about them. So I did, and of course I made it as an official selection, but I have something really big that happened this year with them, but I don't want to say anything yet because I haven't officially announced it on social media. And then all of a sudden, my friend Robin, who's an actress, she used one of my songs on her short film, Breath of Angels song, and she said, well, they have music video categories in the film festivals on Film Freeway. So from the International Christian, I started submitting it, and I ended up winning, you know, placing as a winner in a couple of the festivals, and then had a semifinalist in the French Riviera Film Festival in Cannes in France. And then the Global Music Awards, I was picked as a bronze medal winner, my video, and then the International Christian. I was a official selection. And then just recently at the kind of end of this year, beginning of this year, Spotlight Film Festivals in Atlanta, Georgia picked me as a bronze medal winner too. And then yesterday I had something happen with the film festival in New York City. They actually had to cancel their whole festival in April, of course, because of everything, but they still sent me, my score from the judges, which was really good. And I just got that yesterday. So, and then of course something big with the International Christian just happened. But I know that their event was in May and I was going to go to the awards. And now I got an email from them that they may move it to August. Did you guys get that too?
Yes. I'm excited. I was nominated for Best Talk Show Host for the Christian Film Festival. So I'm going to blow that out there because I was like, oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, because I was nominated too for something. So I got the good news and I didn't know this was going to happen. And I said, I don't want to really put anything up about it now because I feel like, I'd rather wait. But
we have your music. We have your music. We got it. Hold that thought. All right, we're going to play that song. Tommy, thank you so much. Amazing. I hope this show is blessing you as well. Deidre is one of our Beauty Queen reporters on 106.1 FM The Heat. Take it away, Deidre.
Awesome. So that song is just so peaceful, and I know this time that we have right now is kind of chaotic, and I think there's some people who have a lot of questions. Why is this happening? And some of us are lucky. I know I can work from home because I work with computers, and so we just work on our computers at home, but some people have lost their jobs. And so right now I would love to just say a prayer over everyone in this season all around the world. There's people suffering worse in different states and different countries. I would like Amy to pray. Amy, would you like to pray over the world, over the country?
Oh, yes. Okay. You guys ready?
We're ready.
Yeah. Jesus.
Say a prayer.
This is a time, a season where we're all confused. We don't know what to do. We don't know what's happening. And I just pray, God, that you just pour your love, your grace, and your peace, your rest over all those people all over the world, in Italy, Israel, California, New York, all the states, you know, here in America that are dealing with this coronavirus, God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you do a miraculous miracle, that we find a cure, that you just do a miracle, that you're able to transform this disease and it's no longer. And just, God, I pray that you speak. You know, at this time, we have our leaders, like President Trump and all the leaders in Congress, and I just pray that you have them make the right decisions with not just the leaders, but the medical teams, and you just protect all those people out there, those doctors and nurses and all those people out there helping, you know, working, you know, countless hours to help these people. This is just a, you know, a hard time for all of us, and I just reveal yourself. This time, there's so many people we've been reaching out, I know, to all of us, wondering what's going on, and you're a miracle-working God, Jesus, and, you know, I know you can do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amy, where can we find more of your music? How can we follow you?
Well, I'm on everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. What else? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of them. And then, of course, all like LinkedIn and everything. I have a website at amybarbera.com, which is AmyBarbera. And all my music is on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. I am on CD Baby, but I just found out that CD Baby is discontinuing their retail as of March 31st. So I'll still be with CD Baby, but they won't be selling it through CD Baby. They'll be selling it through all the other distributors. But I'm everywhere. If you just Google Amy Barbera, everything comes up right in the front page. So.
Wow. I know we have a few minutes left, ladies. I have a question. Out of all this, what God is shaking the world on and getting our attention even more so, is there a blessing out of this? Have you noticed anything that has changed in your life?
Well, for me, I'm always on the go and go. And I just feel like, gosh, because, you know, every weekend I take care of my mom, and then, you know, this photo shoot and this birthday party, friend's birthday party. And it's like, sometimes I'm like, I just need rest. So for me, it's been more of a time of like, okay, I don't have to get ready to go anywhere. I don't have to do this. And it's kind of been good, you know. I don't know if you guys go through this, Deidre or Dawn, but you know how like everything is so social media driven with photos and videos, and you constantly have to worry about what you look like and, you know, going to this event with this friend and doing this. And for me, it's been kind of a blessing because, like, wow, I don't have to go to a birthday party and get dressed up and take a picture. You know what I mean? For me, because it can be, you know, I think it, you know, back when I grew up in the 80s, I graduated in 1990, I remember the best years of my life in high school. And, you know, we didn't have to worry about all that. You just had fun with your friends, you know, and now it's like so much, so driven by what you look like in pictures and video and, you know, so.
How about you, Deidre?
Actually, it's been kind of hard, you know. I loved having the rest and not having to get up and go anywhere, but today I was kind of feeling like missing out on just talking and interacting with people and having that, to go to work and just being surrounded and having a social interaction, and to not do that, it's kind of hard. And so I have to keep myself busy watching sermons or videos, but it's, you know, I still have another whole week to stay home from work, and so I'm trying to figure out how to deal with all of it. I do love the rest, but I have a little difficulty, you know, not being around people, not being able to interact. And I'm part of a play right now, and we were going to do a huge theater production all about Jesus during Easter weekend, so we might have to put that on hold. So I just, you know, talking to the Lord a lot more and trying to navigate not having to drive to work and just going to my dinner table for work. It's been interesting.
Wow. I'll tell you, you two ladies are amazing and a blessing to the airwaves tonight. And we needed this. And Deidre, you're always an amazing bringing God's word to the airwaves. And that's what we're trying to do as well. And you just be safe, everybody out there. And, you know, I don't know. Our pool is closed, Deidre and Amy. So I went to Walmart and I bought myself a blow up pool and I have an inner tube. Seriously. And yes. And so I'm floating in there, I put my music on, and I'm, you know, I feel like I'm in the ocean because our beaches are closed. So, and that is a thought list to do. If you know, if you get warmer, you want your own pool.
Yeah, that's cute. I love it. You're a hoot, Dawn. You're a hootie. So I'm hoping that we all see each other at the International Christian in August. I'm praying. You know, we can all hang out because we'll all be there.
Yes, for sure. And go to 24flix.com. There's the nominees up there, and there's a selection process, and you can order. It's like $3 a month, 24flix.com. Marty has put this together. Amazing. So, Deidre, any last words before we go?
Yeah, I would say I continue to, you know, make some kind of different change in your life in this quarantine time and see what you can do that you haven't been able to do before, and kind of enjoy it. I think God's been telling me to enjoy this time.
That's true. And now, Deidre, do you have a PayPal account or something that, you know, I want to let people know, we pay for our own airtime here, you know, on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. And if somebody would like to help support some of your shows and what you're bringing to the airwaves, it comes out of your pocket, I know, with all your hard work. Is there a PayPal account or something that they can send to support?
Yes, I do have a PayPal, but I also have, I forget what it's called, but it's where you can donate money. I'll give you a link, and I'll send it out there.
Sure. We'll put that on social media for Deidre, and we'll do a watch party tonight. So if you can help her out, that would be great. During this time, this is what I do to help the ladies as well. Deidre, thank you so much. Amy, thank you so much. We're going to our next Beauty Queen special. I cannot wait till next month, and when I have you back on the air with us, and in all your words of wisdom that God is, the Spirit of God is coming through you with the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Deidre. And Jackie and Amy.
Thank you. Thanks, Amy.
Bye. See you soon.
God bless you. All right. And that wraps up for this half hour of Beauty Queen Special. And she actually has a title, a sash, a crown, and she's out there. And I actually, last year, I surprised her on the red carpet and brought her out. And she was interviewed by all the celebrities. Super cool. We'll be right back. We'll play that Beauty Queen Special song. I know that Teresa is on from Sacramento. We're going to actually black out on the YouTube for a minute. And we're going to come back on in just a second with Teresa and her special. I am Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM The Heat, and tune in tomorrow 5 to 6 and 6 to 7 with our main Hollywood Connection special. And Tommy, how are we doing over there? He's on the air.
Sure, what you're looking for.
We're going to shut this show down because this one is over, and we're going to the next segment, which is Teresa. And is she on the air?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to ask if we could shut the YouTube down and then restart it. No, because I know we're going to actually, both women actually have their own half hour specials. So if we put it on, then we have one half hour, you know, then they have their own. They can do their watch parties on that, which would be super cool. Okay, now we're off of YouTube. We're going to be back in a second. So you can do your own watch party on your half hour show. So Teresa, tell us, yes. Welcome to Hollywood
Hi.
Connections. Really, Hollywood
Hello.
Connections. Yes, we're here.
Hi, this is Teresa Velasquez. I'm World's Miss Tourism Legacy 2020. And I was awarded the Miss Classic Universe Tourism 2021 by Terry Moore Alexander, director of the World Tourism Pageant. So I'm excited about that. And today I have a video that I recorded on a book that I wrote on health issues and the benefits of dance sport. And it's right now, you know, with all this coronavirus thing, a lot of people are not connecting. But keep in mind that ballroom dancing is so good for you in so many ways. I mean, you can exercise and, do some dancing at home. What the heck?
Super cool. Before we go to that, I just want to say I bought my Dance Party 3 from Wii the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my dance party tonight. So 3. But Teresa, give your social media where they can all follow you along.
Sure. I have my website on Wix. And it has everything in there from the tourism pageant, all the interviews that I've done with our shows together, and all the celebrities that I've interviewed. My blog has all kinds of fun things in there, and photos and videos. I have my awards that I recently received from the International Christian Film Festival, the official selection. I have the award from Indie Wise that I received for Best Reporter for Hollywood Connections, and Hacking Hollywood, I got an award for that. So I've got that on there. I've got all kinds of interesting photos and appearances and challenges that I've gotten from Terry Moore Alexander, our director of the World Tourism Pageant. And so all my laurels that I've gotten from, you know, the all the festivals. And so I just want to, you know, keep going with the festivals. I'm having so much fun doing my little projects. I did one. I sent it to the Christian Film Festival. And I got an official selection for that. And I dance and I sing in it. And I audit my own videos. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. And it's Christian, so I totally enjoy that.
Perfect. So, well, hold on 1 second. We have to play the intro of the Beauty Queen special because that's what this is. I know we have a new song that we just have written by Omar Leslie, and we love it. And we're going to be right back with the interview that you did talking about your book, correct?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
All right. I'm Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, The Heat. We'll be right back.
Attention, all Beauty Queens. This is your boy, Mr. Keys. Now it's your time to get your shine. If you're looking for an interview, Dawn Reese Show and Crazy Baby TV is where you need to be. Let's go.
Okay. And that's for you, Teresa.
Thank you. That's a nice song.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, it is. And I wanted to also give them the website, the Wix website. So
thank you.
So it's Teresa Velasquez, and that's TheresaBelazQuez 12. You have the 1, 2, the number 12 there, dot Wix site. So Wix is WIXSITE.com. /World Miss Tourism 2019, and that is WORLDSMSTOURISM 2019. So there's a lot of stuff in here.
Well, if you can do me a favor, put it on my Facebook Live and put the link down there as well for all the Facebook watchers too. That would be awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go to any other beginning words before we go to your video.
Well, yeah, I graduated in 2011 with a doctorate in management and, you know, organizational leadership and all that. And so I had to write a book in order to graduate, and that was not easy. I did a lot of research. I contacted the president of the Arthur Murray Dance Schools, and he gave me the okay to do research with 100 people. And so, I wrote it. So what I cover in the video is the germinal research that dates from 1956 to 2003, and then eventually I'll do a video on the current research, more current stuff. But you know, there's a lot of good things in there, and so they talk about these authors write about the benefits of dance sport. So I did my research, and of course, I write about some of the things they write, but in my words. So that's
awesome.
What that's about.
And this is Teresa Velasquez, her special Beauty Queen Hollywood Connections out of Sacramento, California. We'll be right back. And stay tuned. Stay on the phone. We're going to that interview right now.
Hi, my name is Teresa Velasquez. I'm with Hollywood Connections and presently World Legacy 2020 with the World Tourism Pageant. And I wanted to talk about a book I wrote back in 2011 when I called Health Issues and the Benefits of Dance Sport. This is when I was getting my doctorates back in 2011. And I wanted to read about the benefits of ballroom dancing. So, and I'm also going to give credit to all the authors that I wrote about. So, one of the benefits is that it activates brain cells. Kearns in 1997, this is the germinal research from 1956 to 2003. Kearns in 1997, his theory about why people take ballroom dancing is that it takes the gives the brain a boost that a person would not experience from stair climbing or an exercise bike. Matthew in 2001 observed that people experience better health through ballroom dancing because it improved brain function, and this supports the theory in the study. A study by the University of Illinois confirmed that activities requiring coordination, such as dance, will trigger the growth of blood vessels in the brain and to form connections between brain cells, Kearns 1997. One researcher says that because learning is taking place, this will trigger improved brain functioning if done on a regular basis. Arthritis. According to Delaney and McVeigh, 1992, through dancing, people with rheumatoid arthritis can reduce inflammation in joints and increase range of motion. The theory of why people do ballroom dancing is that social dancing improves health. Delaney and McVeigh, 1992, explained that low-impact dance forms involving relaxation will provide the greatest benefit, and social dancing will improve health. In Delaney and McVeigh, 1992, observation is that social dancing provides a boost to individuals with arthritis. Matthew, 2001, thinks that physical activity can help with arthritis. This supports the theory of better health through ballroom dancing. Cancer. The author, Van den Bosch, in 1998, thinks that exercise plays a vital role in cleansing toxins from the body. The theory is that exercise through ballroom dancing contributes to health and prevents diseases. Studies have confirmed and support the theory in this study. The author, Van den Bosch, 1998, explained that lack of exercise combined with an overburdened and garbage-laden system greatly reduces the circulation of lymph, leading to diseases such as cancer. The author believes that today's daily time pressures and modern conveniences foster inactivity, and even though society focuses on health, majority continues to sit down. Circulation. Van den Bosch in 1998 thinks that lack of exercise can lead to circulatory problem. The theory is that daily exercise through ballroom dancing will improve health, and that it should be part of a person's daily routine. Mortimer, 2001, added to include vitamin C supplements to increase leg circulation. This applies to especially people with spider and varicose veins, Mortimer in 2001. Spider and varicose veins are caused by a structural malfunction in the valve of the vein that controls blood flow, Mortimer 2001. The vein becomes swollen and visible when the valve is not working properly. Ballroom dancing helps circulation by improving oxygen flow that improves health. Confidence. This theory here explains why people do ballroom dancing. Jenkins, 2003, believes that men want increased confidence level and the ability to dance with the ladies when music starts to play. The ladies enjoy when the gentlemen ask for a dance because of the increase in confidence on the dance floor. Jenkins, 2003. The theory here fits the theory in the study rather well. Wilmoth and Stunkel, 1994, observed that people do ballroom dancing because of the increase in self-esteem that leads to mental health. Wilmoth and Stunkel, 1994, explained that people taking ballroom dance lessons worry about not learning quickly and do not notice others making mistakes. Students will be dancing a complete waltz or foxtrot without stopping and can dance at weddings with confidence or dance whenever the opportunity arises. Wilmoth and Stunkel, 1994. Coordination. In this theory, the belief is that people do ballroom dancing to improve health and that ballroom dancing offers health benefits for everyone, especially to seniors, Matthew 2001. Doctors recommend movement to seniors to keep age-related conditions at bay, Matthew 2001. Some of the benefits of ballroom dancing include maintaining better coordination, again, Matthew 2001. Seniors can enjoy a healthier life through ballroom dancing exercise, which fits the theory in this study well, Matthew 2001. Dementia. The theory here explains why people do ballroom dancing, and the studies confirmed that people with dementia can benefit from ballroom dancing. Paolo Benston, 1998. Ballroom dancing is done because it can improve the health of people with dementia. Dementia disease causes intellectual impairment, memory loss, is one of the earliest, most obvious features of dementia. People with dementia also have deficits in problem solving, attention, language, and motor function. And Paolo Bengston continues, delusions, hallucinations, activity disturbances, aggressiveness, affective symptoms, and agitation are also usual in the progression of Alzheimer's disease. In a study, researchers found that physical activities did not lower the risk of dementia among participants, but dancing did lower the risk of 76% because of the mental effort involved. Studies confirm that patients with dementia respond well to ballroom dancing. Again, Paolo Bengston, et al., other authors, not in 1998. In a study, six individuals with dementia are shown on a videotape doing floor dance sessions in a Stockholm nursing home. Patients with dementia can benefit from ballroom dancing. According to Paolo Bengston, 1998, nurses recognized the positive value of ballroom dancing. People with dementia can experience better health through ballroom dancing. Again, it's Paolo Bengston, 1998, who wrote this. Disabled persons. Another observation that supports the theory in this study is that people with disabilities experience better health. The author believes that a group of people who ballroom dance helps those with disabilities through fun wheelchair ballroom dance classes. This type of dancing has grown presently widespread around the world and may be a recreational activity as an integral part of a rehabilitation program or done competitively as a sport. And this written by Kimmins, 2003. Emotional health. The theory of why people do ballroom dancing is that it gives people an opportunity to reintegrate memories and emotions from earlier years in dancing, Tice in 1989 added that ballroom dance offers a gentle aerobic workout and is an activity that improves the emotional health and social well-being, Spillner, 1991. Social ballroom dancing leads to spontaneous activity and stimulates people to communicate better, socialize, and to have fun, Jenkins, 2003. Socializing will lead to better emotional and mental health, and this supports a theory in the study, Jenkins, 2003. According to Krokoff, 1992, Margaret Lee and senior dances the triple swing to overcome depression. Ballroom dancing can make a person happier, that leads to emotional health. Jenkins indicated that after returning from dance a floor, people are happier and smiling. This enjoyment and happiness from ballroom dancing helps release endorphins and are mood enhancers, Jensen, 2003. Evolving. Karatu, 2003, explained that the contemporary English style ballroom dancing is a codified form of other cultural practices, particularly those of Latin America. Karatu, in 2003, has a theory about why people ballroom dancing changed in England and Japan. The explanation is that England's working class was responsible in changing ballroom dancing. In the country of Japan via England, the middle class have adopted and semi-Japanized ballroom dancing, Karatsu, 2003. Ballroom dancing is evolving and learning is good for the mind. Author is Creamer, 2005. Exercise. The theory why people do ballroom dancing is that exercise is possible and people enjoy it. Ballroom dancing is very spiritual when comparing to other forms of exercise because dance energizes and lifts people up, Krokoff, 1992. When physical activity is part of a person's lifestyle, evidence through scientific studies support that the disease-preventing qualities of regular physical activity can promote better health. Matthew, 2001, explained that people with disability, diabetes, can benefit with adequate physical activity like ballroom dancing. In a recent study, inactivity will lead to premature death and physical activity is important to achieve better health. And that was written by Van den Bosch in 1998. He added that the lack of exercise along with an overburdened garbage-laden system reduces the circulation of lymph and leads to malabsorption diseases. Physical activity is good for better health and could include walking, gardening, hiking, and ballroom dancing. Adequate physical activity, such as exercise, can help people with constipation, and this could, would be important to health, according to Matthew 2001. Studies have found that music adds to enjoyment and encourages people to move to the music. Karatsu 2003, moving to the ballroom dance music is good exercise, causing better health that fits the theory in the study, according to Karutsu in 2003. Healthcare, the theory of why people take ballroom dancing is that people want to remain healthy, and the author explains that Americans have unhealthy lifestyles because of alcohol abuse, tobacco leading to addictions that can be costly. O'Rourke and O'Sullivan, Sullivan 2003, Americans make unhealthy lifestyle choices resulting in illness or death, according to O'Rourke and Sullivan 2003. Again, observe that adults' interest in health and exercise lacking, with less than one-third reported as exercising. The Surgeon General had reported that about 40% of adults are not active, according to O'Rourke and O'Sullivan 2003. In a report of the Washington Business Group on Health, obesity costs U.S. organizations about $12 billion annually in lower employee productivity, employee absenteeism, higher health care utilization, and increased insurance premiums, according to O'Rourke and O'Sullivan 2003. O'Rourke and Sullivan 2003 believe that wellness programs will improve the image of the company, reduce employee turnover, facilitate recruiting, reduce employee absences, and prevent workplace injuries. The theory in this study fits the theory because people experience better health through ballroom dancing, which is an aerobic activity. O'Rourke and Sullivan 2003 explained that in comparison to other countries, the U.S. spends more on health care. For example, in 1997, private payers spent about $585 billion on medical services and purchased $348 billion in health insurance. Money continues to be spent unnecessarily on health care, but corporate wellness programs is the solution for this problem, according to O'Rourke and Sullivan 2003. According to Lauer 2002, Allegiant's efforts to keep its 3,900 Sonoma County employees healthy includes programs such as on-site yoga, aerobic training, classes, and seminars held each month on health issues such as fibromyalgia, bone density testing, and prostate cancer. The heart. The theory that explains why people do ballroom dancing is that it benefits people's health. Matthew in 2001 explained that ballroom dancing benefits the heart for a longer life. According to Matthew 2001, if a person had good health, warming up before taking a turn around the dance floor is not necessary. If out of breath after a fast dance, sit out for a couple of minutes and maybe check the pulse. For a beginner, the idea should be around 60% of maximum heart rate. Lively dances use about 4 to 5 kilocalories per minute of activity, and slow dances are less. Ballroom dancing is an aerobic activity that benefits the heart for better health, according to Matthew 2001. The writers of Social Dancing 1994 explained that ballroom dancing conditions the cardiovascular system for better health. In the study of 45 people ages 18 to 35, performed a 5-minute warm-up and 20-minute aerobic program of various dances consisting of polka, cha-cha, Viennese waltz, samba, and 2 swing dances such as Lindy and Jitterbug, according to Wilmoth and Stunkel, 1994. The same authors write, most of the participants were able to raise their heart rates to desired training levels, an indication of aerobic benefit. The waltz, polka, and swing dances were the most effective. This has relevance to the hypothesis because there appears to be better health benefits. The authors believe that a ballroom dance program consisting of these dances could help students when training. Another one is human touch. Another observation that supports the theory of why people do ballroom dancing is that people have the need for human touch. According to research, human touch through Argentine tango has a positive effect. According to the author Caruso, 2003, He explained that ballroom dancing, such as Argentine tango, is a form of sophisticating the human pleasure in touch, and the experience of touch leads to health. Research conducted has documented that tactile stimulation is fundamentally necessary for human maturity, according to Carrizo 2003. In a study of bonding mothers with stroke infants, both human and non-human, at the earliest stages of postnatal life, in comparison, depriving infants the experiences of touch had a negative effect, but stroking had a positive effect on health for infants emotionally, physically, and interpersonally, according to Caruso 2003. Injuries. Overusing muscles affects a person's health, but prevention is possible with ballroom dancing. This theory of why people do ballroom dancing is that the author believes that ballroom dancing causes fewer injuries, according to Wilmoth and Stunkel 1994. According to Wilmoth and Stunkel 1994, overused muscle injuries are rare among social ballroom dancers. In ballroom dance, the couple is free to create patterns, changing steps at will. Another observation is that because movement and ballroom dance are constantly changing, there seems to be less risk of an overuse injury, according to Wilmoth and Stunkel 1994. In aerobics, because the routines and patterns are repetitious, this could lead to the overuse of one set of muscles. Muscle injuries results in not being able to function as usual, and this may even make a person become depressed after a while, according to Wilmoth and Stunkel in 1984. Menopause is another one. The theory of why women do ballroom dancing is that women want to improve health and feel good during menopause. According to the writers of ERT or Dance 1995, in a study on menopause, women who did ballroom dancing reported fewer symptoms of hot flashes and experienced improvement of health. One study at the University of Illinois suggests that physical activity may reduce hot flashes and mood swings. A doctor had conducted a study and asked 275 women from the ages of 37 to 64 to fill out questionnaires documenting individual menopausal status and physical activity.
Okay. Teresa, we're back. We have 2 minutes. What an amazing documentary. I'm going to put that on social media as well, you know, with this.
Yes, I sent it to you. I did send it to you. I hope you get it. I can send it to you in your messenger.
Yes, very inspirational, very motivational. And I got to tell you, I was in the movie Dance With Me with Vanessa Williams back in the days. The ballroom dancing, and Jackie just put on Facebook, she's like, I'm going to take up ballroom dancing because of you. Say, there you go.
It's so much fun, and it's got so many benefits. And anyway, but I do have a group in my Facebook, and you can download a copy of my ebook there for free. You just go ahead and go over to it's under health issues and the benefits of dance sport. And that group, if you look under files, it will bring up the PDF file.
Okay, we have about
presentation. Yeah.
We have about 30 seconds left. He's saying, this is Teresa, yes, the World Tourism title holder from Sacramento, California. We're going to be back next month. And I just want to say, stay safe. And everybody, you know, just in the name of Jesus, we just cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we just lift this whole virus up into God's hands. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I'm Darice. We'll see you next month with Teresa. And put all that in there. God bless you, Teresa. Thank you so much for your show special.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.